Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. Today, I got with me the owner of Her Web Design, Jasmine Ford. Welcome, Jasmine.
Hey, nice to be here, Lee. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Tell us about Her Web Design. How are you serving folks?
So Her Web Design is basically for small businesses and medium-sized businesses, and its key focus is to basically available, like, affordable and a professional web design for people with a smaller budget. And most companies these days sometimes can't have, like, the powerful site that they want because they can't afford to pay the high prices that most designers cost. So that's the whole point of us.
So you're trying to help the small guy kind of create a really good presence in a more affordable way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how'd you get into this line of work? Were you always making websites?
Yeah, first it started with just doing projects for friends, and then it turned into like a passion. And when I went to school for IT, I learned a lot more about the field, so it just sort of took off from there.
Now, do you find that most people just get intimidated by making a website? Like, because on commercials, they make it seem like, oh, yeah, anybody can make a website. Just drag and drop three things, and then you get a great website.
Yeah, I feel like when you log into the back office and you're looking at the platform and you're like, oh, my God. And even with the do-it-yourself platforms, they still require some little coding, and it can be really confusing for someone who isn't sure what they're doing.
Now, when you're helping your clients, what type of clients are you typically attracting?
Most of the time, small business owners were from like hairstylists to, you know, beauty supply stylists and all those kind of things, or even clothing stores. So we normally do small websites that, you know, help market their products and that they can sell on too.
So a lot of it is where the website actually sells something?
Yes, a lot of it's e-commerce and making their brand aware, and then being able to show their social media platforms as well.
Mm-hmm. And then do you help with the social media part, or is that something that the practitioner or your client does on their own?
So, no, I do offer social media management, and I can make posts on all their social media platforms for them so that they don't have to worry about that as well.
Now, for you, how do you do all of that? Or is it just you, or do you have a team of people that help in some of the different areas?
No, I do have a team. I have a team of graphic design, social media, and web design.
Wow. So then it's kind of one-stop shop?
Basically, yep.
Now, do you see any mistakes that a typical website makes that you're like, oh, I can't believe they're making that mistake?
Sometimes it's just having too much words on it. It can be overwhelming for some people. Some people get lost in all the words that they have posted, or not offering enough detail on the products, or like no images or no contact information, broken links, you know, things like that. That just those drive me insane.
So now, like a broken link could happen where at one point the link wasn't broken and then something changed and wherever it was pointing and now it's broken?
Right. And that's why I also push for the monthly memberships, because then I can go in and do that monthly maintenance and make changes to be sure nothing is broken. And if it is, quickly address it so it doesn't affect the customer.
So now what is a ramification of a broken link?
It can be just it being pointed a different direction, or maybe you changed your account or merged it. Then the path is going to be different. So that's going to cause it to change.
But if you have broken links, does that mean that Google doesn't like you as much? Or like what happens from that
standpoint? With a lot of broken links, you're not going to rate so high on Google's search engine. And you want to rate as high as possible. Mm-hmm. The higher your rating is, the more likely someone will find your page when they search that topic in Google search.
Now, is that part of the services you provide, is to help a person rank for whatever the important words are?
Yes. Yeah, so when you get the small business packages, you get SEO. And that's basically when I go in and add the correct keywords to try to rank you number one on Google.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're working with a client and they put their website up and they say, okay, Jasmine, I'm going to use you, how quickly do they start seeing results? Is it something like you put a website up and now you're number one, or is it something that takes a long time?
Sometimes it takes time because you have to develop the foot traffic, and it also helps when you do Facebook ads and Instagram ads because that helps your rating go up faster. But most of the time, it can take like a month or two.
So it takes a little bit of time before someone starts seeing results?
Basically.
Now, what is the person that your client, are they typically someone who has no website and then they're hiring you to make their first website, or do they already have a website that maybe isn't performing well and then they have you come in and kind of fix it up?
It can be a bit of both. Some of them have no websites and they need it built from ground zero, and then some already have websites that they have on different hosting sites and they just need it sprucened up and they're not exactly sure where to go from there.
Now, when you're in your work, what is the most rewarding part of the job for you?
The most rewarding part is just helping people get their dreams and visions out and really show it with the world. So it's really nice to see people get really happy when their vision is put, you know, like, I guess, not on paper, but electronically for the world to see.
Now, do you have any success stories you can share of maybe somebody who didn't have a lot of web presence and then they start working with you and then they have their web starts making money and helping them?
Right. So I have a company that I'm working with called Unheard LLC. Their whole point is to raise awareness and help underground artists to get to the point that they want to be at. And first we started with social media management, professional email setup, setting up blast emails and getting their site up and running. And now they're getting contracts. You know, they're able to contact the people they need to contact, and they're actually going to be hosting a fashion show really soon.
Are they artists in fashion, or they're painters? And
they have they cater to almost everyone. They have fashion models, and then they have the artists when it comes to different genres of music. And then I believe they do have some like artists actually to paint or draw.
Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of all different types of artists can kind of celebrate their work on that site.
Right. And sell their merchandise. And
oh,
their
so
products.
They sell it right from that site as well.
Yes, sir.
Cool. So how'd you find them?
It was sort of just at the right place at the right time, talking to someone at a Starbucks. And then I was like, oh, you know, I do web design. And she was telling me more about her business and how she really needed it. And then we connected afterwards, and then she became a client.
Do you have any tips for that person who's going to do it themselves, or at least try to do it themselves, to help them kind of smooth out their learning curve a little bit?
For the people who want to do it yourself, I highly suggest know what you want to do and highly research what you're trying to execute and what the best method of going about it is.
Now, what about a platform? Like, should they be on WordPress or Squarespace or Wix, or like what's a good platform for the do-it-yourselfer?
For a do-it-yourselfer, I would recommend either Wix or Squarespace, because I feel like they're more user-friendly and they have everything right there. You don't have to go mm-hmm. too far for what you need to get done, and it can show you, you know, exactly what's going to be behind the website.
But then as your business grows, you need something that is more robust, right? That you have more customization to
it. Right. Eventually, that's when you would want to transition more to a WordPress, when you know exactly what you want, but then you just need the pieces to put together because they mm-hmm. have wider range of things you can do. But to start off, I would start off with Squarespace or Wix.
So now if they are, you know, say they started out and they're doing it themselves, what is kind of the pain they would be having where they're like, you know what, maybe I should kind of grow up a little and call Jasmine and her team to help me?
Making changes, having to be sure that you have your photos up, managing the your ranking on Google.
Like if all of a sudden your ranking is going down, maybe
right.
that you need some help there.
Right. You probably have the wrong keywords in, or maybe it's not related to your website. Your Google might not be able to crawl your website. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that you would need to do that you might not be aware of.
So now if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to learn more, what is your website?
So you could go to my website, which is www.herwebdesign.com, and it has all the contact information from email address to phone number.
And then on your website, since you've done it, it's all tricked out, and it looks like this is what yours could be, right?
Right. I feel like my website is a pretty good example of what your website looks like.
Good stuff, Jasmine. Well, Jasmine Ford, owner of Her Web Design. Once again, the website is herwebdesign.com. And then I'm sure they can find you on social media as well.
Yes, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right, Jasmine, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.